How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Jenny. Hi, RGSO family. This is Sarah from Lubbock, Texas. I've been wanting to share my stories for quite a while, about a year and a half, but I haven't felt safe to do so until now. The reason being is that I'm a very, very sensitive person. I can pick up on feelings and emotions, and sometimes have visions. And in the house we used to live in South Hadley, Massachusetts, we always had weird things happen. Things like seeing shadows out of the corners of our eyes, hearing weird things. We actually had one of our friends over that said they saw a woman's face coming out of the closet. And one day, a woman came and knocked on our door and said she had lived in the home. So we let her in and she told us all these pleasant stories, and included in some of those stories was a quick mention of her father dying in my daughter's bedroom. I was kind of shocked, and I asked her if anybody else had died in the home, and she said yes. She wouldn't tell me who, and she also said that she saw the ghost of her dead grandmother in the doorway next to my room. After she left, I was just almost out of my head with worry, so I went around the house and I said, "Look, I acknowledge you're here. Don't scare us. Don't show yourself to us. We don't want to hear you. Leave my daughter alone and we'll take care of the house. Just let us be." After I said that, I had a feeling that talking about my ghost experiences, watching ghostly shows, even listening to your podcast, which I had to do outside of the home, just shouldn't have been done. For whatever reason, I felt like I asked them not to show themselves, so I'm going to reciprocate and give the respect and just not mention any of that. So we picked up, moved to Lubbock, Texas over the summer, and I feel like our home is normal, there's no bad feelings, and I can share my ghostly experiences. One of the scariest ones happened when I was living with my mom about 6 years ago. In the home, it was myself, my daughter, my mom, my sister, her son, and 2 weekends out of the month, my little brother and sister. My bedroom was located towards the back of the house, across a living room. Directly across the living room was my little brother and sister's room. I would sleep on the floor on a mattress with my daughter next to me. And one night, I woke up, I opened my eyes, and I was in the same room, but it was almost as if it was a different point of time. I was laying in this bed. I had a quilt over my body, my daughter wasn't there, and it was the middle of the day. I had no clue why I had been teleported. I don't want to use that word, but I had almost been teleported to a different time, but same bedroom. So I'm laying there trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And through the doorway, this giant black shadow starts coming into the room. It's enveloping the room. The room is slowly going dark. I am filled with absolute dread. And then in the midst of this big black cloud coming into the room, I can see a shadow person coming into the room as well. And this shadow person had red eyes. I was absolutely paralyzed. I tried screaming, I tried moving, I couldn't move. It was absolutely terrifying. And then, with the blink of an eye, it was gone, and I was back in my room. I was on my mattress, on the floor, my daughter was next to me. That thing was gone. I checked, it was just an open doorway, but still the feeling of this ominous presence. I don't know why that thing decided to show itself to me, but at the time, it felt like, here I am, don't mess with me. It was so scary. And so later on down the road, let me tell you, I never ever slept with my door open ever again. But later on down the road, I meet my husband, I move to Massachusetts, and my sister moves into my old room. I told her about the experience I had with the shadow person, and her eyes got huge. She is also sensitive as well, but for her, she tends to see things and hear things versus me feeling things. And she told me one day she was in my old room, and she looks across the living room into my little brother and sister's room, and she sees a shadow person standing next to their bunk beds. And my gut dropped to the floor when she told me that. I was so shocked. She said that was the only experience she ever had, but we both agreed that that house was filled with horrible, horrible feelings, and we were so happy to move out of it. Anyways, I'm glad to share with you guys. I have more. I'll probably be calling in now that I'm in a safe space. And happy Halloween, everyone.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.